This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we welcome back Teresa Clifton. She is the executive director of the Central Brevard Humane Society. Today, she brought in a very cute little puppy. His name is Scott. Tell us a little bit about Scott.
Well, Scott came from a home that did not understand the meaning of spaying and neutering. And therefore, Scott and, well, I guess there were 8 or 10 siblings. They had too many. So the family brought us the bulk of them. And of course, we immediately spayed or neutered them because that is the only true way to prevent the pet overpopulation problem. And so now Scott is one of two left that's looking for his forever home. He is a short coat chihuahua. He's tan and white, and they're just as sweet as can be. He's 4 months old now, and he's starting to figure things out, but he does need lots of attention. But they are very sweet and very loving, and we do recommend spaying and neutering to people that have a male and a female, whatever it is, cat, dog, rabbit, whatever, living in your home. Otherwise, you end up with too many of them, and the burden that you put on the shelter when you bring the animals to the shelter, it's not fair because there are homeless animals out there that need those spaces. So those of you out there listening, if you have a cat or a dog and it's not spayed or neutered, there are ways to get it done even if you can't afford it. So please spay or neuter your pets.
And contact the Humane Society for information on that. It's been warm for a bit now, but it's very, very important that we talk again about leaving pets in your car.
Absolutely. It is shocking how quickly the temperature rises. They say within 10 minutes, your car has gone up 20 degrees. So even if it's a cool day out, and let's say it's 70 degrees out, in 10 minutes time, the inside of your car is 90 degrees. And cats and dogs don't sweat. They pant. So their bodies are not able to release the heat as a human does. We sweat and our skin immediately cools down. Dogs and cats don't have that luxury. And panting helps them, but not to that degree. And even if you cut your windows, roll them down just an inch or two on either side, you think you're giving cross ventilation. You're not. It's not enough. You should take your pet with you inside. Even if it's a cool day out, it quickly climbs inside of the vehicle.
And it's just not worth it. You should just leave your pets at home when it's hot.
Absolutely. There are so many places that you can take a pet, but there are so many more that you can't. And it's not worth the risk. If you're just running in just for a minute to grab something, we don't realize how many minutes it takes. And if you're only in there for just 10 minutes, how about if you do an experiment and you and someone else, one of you stay in the car with the windows rolled up and the car turned off, and the other one go into the store, time 10 minutes. When you come back out, take a thermostat, see how the temperature has gone up. And just remember that dogs and cats, they have fur coats that they can't take off. And that is what will be the death of them, because the brain literally fries and they can't pant enough to save their lives. And 10 minutes sounds like a long time, but it's not. It goes by pretty quickly.
The Central Brevard Humane Society has lots of animals that are looking for their forever homes. And if you would like to check it out, they do have a website and they have a great facility where you can go and have some personal time with a pet that you're considering adopting. Give them the website and then go find out all the information.
BrevardHumaneSociety.org.
Teresa, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.